It's back to school time across Milwaukee. For about 100 students on the near south side, this fall marks a brand new experience, not only for them, but for their school, Stellar Collegiate. It's the brainchild of a local educator, and many parents are putting their faith in her program that this time last year they knew nothing about. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello asked, what persuades a parent to put their child into an untested school?
It's a windy afternoon outside Stellar Collegiate. Parents are lining up in cars to fetch their kids from the second day of school. Other parents, like Maria Rivera, will walk the few blocks to and from home every day. Mom says so far, her six-year-old Aaliyah is a fan.
And my daughter loves it. Yesterday was the first day she wouldn't stop talking about the school.
Rivera is one of the few dozen parents who has put her trust and her child's future in the hands of the staff at Stellar. It's a brand new school. New building, new curriculum, new schedule, new teachers. Without a track record of test scores or graduation rates, it's not really possible to compare Stellar to nearby schools. Yet for most parents I spoke with, it's not about the statistics, but rather the feeling the school has given them.
They're gonna do good. They'll be okay.
What makes you so confident?
Just the way that they started the school year, everything that they've shown me and us, the parents, what they're gonna accomplish, what they can accomplish. So I'm giving them a try.
Rivera's daughter had been a student at Longfellow, the nearest public elementary school. While mom wasn't necessarily seeking out an alternative, she says she couldn't pass it up when she heard about Stellar. The same goes for Bethany Galliano. She switched her first grade son to Stellar after hearing enthusiastic staff members talk about their goals to emphasize reading and Spanish.
I chose Stellar because they sounded like a good school. And how they were just, like, everybody I talked to about this school that was working through the school were very committed. And who doesn't want the best for their kid?
Stellar principal Melissa McGonigal says she wants to work with parents to make sure they all do what's best for each student. To address concerns parents might have had about joining a new school, she invited them and teachers to talk before classes started and to ask each other questions, such as, what do you hope your child gets out of this school?
What are some of your hopes or big goals that you have for your children this year and beyond?
To learn as much as they can, especially my little one.
McGonigal's philosophy? She says education should be all about relationships.
This work is not just about children. It's also about really connecting with adults. So this is a great way to get that message off.
It's that emphasis on communication that many parents say drew them to Stellar. For Maria Rivera, she says she's felt involved ever since a staffer knocked on her door to tell her about the school. She says the exchange has been constant. Paper materials, phone calls, text messages.
We actually came to like three orientations before they even started the school. So us coming for orientations and stuff like that, they got me. I wanted to give it a new try, something different for my daughter.
School lets out and six-year-old Aaliyah runs over. She hasn't been at Stellar long, but already says she loves it.
I started yesterday.
What's your favorite part?
In the cafeteria and learning. I learn about
Aaliyah can barely get through two sentences without turning to smile or wave at a teacher or new classmate.
Come on, honey.
Her mom says she hopes it lasts. She'd like to keep Aaliyah at Stellar until fifth grade. Stellar is starting with just K-4, K-5, and first grade classrooms. If all goes as planned, the school will build up to fifth grade over the next few years. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.